Hey there, welcome back. Today's topic is going to cover a lot, and it's something I have not yet seen reported, though by the time this goes live, that may change. If you want to stay up to date and in the loop, do not forget to text me at 615-455-3216. It's in the handles on my social media. It is on the show notes. It is in the description box, depending on where you're finding this episode. But if you want to stay in the loop as things change, that is the best place to reach me. And yes, it's free to you. And yes, it's me texting. Today, we're talking about Yelp. Yelp has a new social policy that allows a consumer alert on a Yelp business if that business has been accused of being racist. We're going to talk about it. There's a lot to get into here, and this is not an easy topic to tackle, but it's a topic that needs to be tackled, because though this policy stems from good intention, there are a lot of problems. So let's talk about why Yelp is hugely problematic at the moment, and if you're a business owner, what you need to be aware of. Let's get into it.
Hey there, this is Get Legit Law and Shit, and I'm Emily D. Baker, badass lawyer for online business. I've been a licensed attorney for over 15 years, and I'm a former prosecutor. So yeah, I know some shit, and we're going to talk about the legal shit you need to know. But don't worry, this is not another boring business podcast. So let's get started.
On October 8th, Yelp released a press release, October 8, 2020. I should make this clear. Yelp put out a press release saying that they have a new consumer alert that takes a firm stance against racism. And I'm just going to go ahead and quote Yelp's release here. At Yelp, we value diversity, inclusion, and belonging, both internally and on our platform, which means we have a zero tolerance policy to racism. We know these values are important to our users, and now more than ever, consumers are increasingly conscious of the types of businesses they patronize and support. In fact, we've seen that reviews mentioning Black-owned businesses were up more than 617% this summer compared to last summer. Support for women-owned businesses has also increased, with review mentions up 114% for the same time period. Yelp goes on to say the new, quote, business accused of racist behavior alert is an extension of our public attention alert that we introduced in response to the rise in social activism surrounding the Black Lives Matter movement. Yelp goes on to say, so far in 2020, we've seen a 133% increase in the number of media-fueled instances on Yelp compared to the same time last year. Between May 26th and September 30th, we placed more than 450 alerts on business pages that were either accused of or the target of racist behavior related to the Black Lives Matter movement. We have maintained around-the-clock support over the last few months to ensure that we're maintaining the trust and safety of our users and business owners. If the business takes corrective action, such as firing an offending employee, the alert will be downgraded to a public attention alert, which warns users that someone associated with the business was accused of or targeted of, or the target of racist behavior. So what does that even mean? It means that Yelp now has two different types of reviews that will be put up on the business when you go to the business page or when you Yelp businesses showing that that business is, as Yelp says, racist. And it is a giant red circle with a white exclamation point in the middle of it. You know, it's actually a scarlet exclamation point, not actually a scarlet letter. It is a scarlet exclamation point. And the other type of review they're talking about is a review that they've been using for a while that is the attention alert. So the current system has a public attention alert, and that is when a business has received increased public attention, resulting in an influx of people posting their views on a page. And then the alert actually says, so we have temporarily disabled the ability to post here as we work to investigate the content. While racism has no place on Yelp and we unequivocally reject racism in any form, all reviews on Yelp must replace an actual firsthand consumer experience, even if it means disabling the ability for users to access points of view we might agree with. And so if a business all of a sudden gets an influx of attention or reviews, if a business is actively being canceled on Yelp, they will put up a public attention alert and stop all comments until they review it. The thing is, if the business is accused of racist behavior, the alert will now say alert, and it will like block out the business listing and show that the business has been accused of racist behavior. Now, while this is steeped in good intentions, let's talk about why this might be problematic. First of all, this goes not just to the business, but someone associated with the business. That means if you're a business owner and you do not have a locked down social media policy, what your employees do on their off time can now have your business, and we see this with cancel culture anyway, but can now have significant and immediate impacts on your business on Yelp. So if you are a business that relies heavily on Yelp and your employee tweets something, does something, is caught on video doing something or being perceived to do something, it can now result in your business getting branded as racist. And just so we're all on the same page, I'm going to use the Merriam-Webster's definition of racism. Note, the Merriam-Webster definition of racism is being updated in 2020. I will link an article regarding that in the show notes, but just so we're all on the same page. One, a belief that race is the primary determinant of human traits and capacities and that racial differences produce an inherent superiority of a particular race. Two, a doctrine or political program based on the assumption of racism and designated to execute its principles, or sub B, 2B, a political or social system founded on racism. And three, racial prejudice or discrimination. So that is the definition we're working with, the belief that based on a person's race, that they are this thing. It is, that is the definition of racism that we are working with. That said, there is also this interesting conflagration of like moral superiority in woke culture, saying that, oh, this person said this thing in this way, and I interpret that behavior as being this way, and now it is my duty to cancel them. Why I see this as being hugely problematic and already problematic is that while we are dealing with and if you follow or have any Armenian friends, you will see what is going on in Armenia right now. And bombings, my Armenian friends have talked about the fact that they feel like this is a second coming Armenian genocide, that it's not being well reported. That is a whole separate topic about reporting and fair and even reporting, and facts should be facts. But what I'm seeing on Twitter regarding Yelp is that people are screaming that Armenian businesses are being targeted by individuals from abroad to try to take down the businesses that are supporting the Armenians abroad. So US-based businesses that are Armenian-owned are being targeted by those abroad who don't want the businesses to support Armenians abroad. That is part of an example of why I think that this is, though well-intentioned, hugely, hugely problematic, because what this is going to allow is that businesses can now be targeted and called racist based on very little facts and be branded that way. And that is something that, even if it's removed, will carry with them Because if somebody is targeting a business to cancel it, there are going to be screenshots that will live forever. The internet is forever. Yes, it's ever evolving, but the internet is forever. For small businesses that heavily rely on Yelp, this could be completely damaging. And this is damaging without the ability to appeal, without the ability to protect yourself. It goes up first. You are guilty of being racist first, and then it will be reviewed. And then maybe it'll come down, or maybe it'll just be downgraded. Or more cynical, Emily believes, let's tangent for a second. Remember when Yelp used to say reviews are reviews and nothing can come down? Yelp changed their system. So now the businesses that pay Yelp can get assistance in reviewing and removing negative reviews. So now you're basically able to pay Yelp to remove negative reviews. Can you foresee a future where Yelp is like, oh, your business has been labeled as racist? We can take this down, but you need to pay to work with us so we can help you. So now are we paying Yelp protection money? Is Yelp the modern mob? I mean, and if you are, I realize my audience is older. Not older, my age. But for those of you who aren't familiar with the concept of protection money, the mob did this, criminal street gangs do this, but a business is like, hey, our gang, our street gang, our mob, our whatever it is, will protect your business if you pay us. And oftentimes, if you didn't pay, they were the ones that destroyed your business. If you've watched Sons of Anarchy, you've seen this play out. So, or, you know, any mobster movie, this type of protection money is not uncommon in that scenario. So is Yelp now going to be essentially extorting protection money from businesses so that those businesses won't be labeled racist? And as I go down this web of, I can see the intention behind this, but oh God, I can see so much that's going to go wrong. Why is this not focused on discrimination? Why is this focused on race? Because there are many ways that a business can be problematic. A business can be discriminatory based on your gender, based on your religion, based on your sexual identification or orientation, based on your gender identity, based on your physical ability or disability. You can have businesses that refuse to make the business wheelchair accessible. Should that be noted? Maybe. And these are things that people can currently sue over, but maybe an alert that a business has been repeatedly sued for being discriminatory. Maybe that would actually be helpful. Again, assuming that those suits were found to be valid. So now we're taking the court of public opinion literally to the streets. Well, I say literally to the streets as we're talking about a web app. I get it. I get it. I get that it's digital. I understand. But you know what I mean. The analogy stands. We are now taking the court of public opinion into a place that it can significantly damage small businesses while we're still in the middle of a global pandemic. We're in the middle of a global pandemic when small businesses are already struggling. And yes, if a small business is known in a neighborhood to be racist, it's going to shake out that either people will stop going or people will sue for being discriminated against. There's a procedure for this. And there are, and I say this somewhat frequently at the moment because it is coming up in other legal things. Being racist is not illegal. It's illegal to be discriminatory based on race. So there has to be an action. Racism is a belief. Number one, Merriam-Webster, a belief that race is the primary determinant of human traits and capacities. So if you then refuse to hire someone based on their race, it's discriminatory. If you hold those beliefs, yeah, you're an asshole. Like, we can all agree on that. I don't think there's any disagreement that believing a race is superior to another race based on skin color is hugely problematic, morally wrong. And I don't know how to explain that. And just, how do you explain that it's wrong? Because it's wrong. However, not acting on those things is not illegal. If you don't discriminate, it's not illegal. So now we have put in a social mechanism to cancel businesses based on a perception that they are racist or based on a perception that there is a belief held by an employee or based on a tweet. And it's not hard to picture this scenario. Remember Sean Gunn? If you're a fan of Guardians of the Galaxy, you're probably familiar with him. If you're a fan of Gilmore Girls, you are familiar with him. He was one of the writers and the director of the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. He also acted in them. He was supposed to be doing Guardians of the Galaxy 3, and people got pissed about tweets he had made years on years prior to him working in Guardians of the Galaxy. And he went back and he was like, oh yeah, those are hugely problematic and not funny anymore. But at the time, that was part of the lexicon of culture. It was totally an off-color joke. I don't believe that. I don't feel that. It was completely inappropriate. I'll take it down. Was fired and removed from the Guardians movies. Can you see that happening with this? I can. I can absolutely see that happening with this. And from my own experience, as a law student, I worked with the U.S. Attorney's Office Tax Division. And we worked with cases that came through the IRS. So federal tax evasion, tax avoidance, things like this. A lot of the cases that we were working on and prosecuting with the IRS were initiated because of disgruntled ex-employees, disgruntled ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-lovers. A lot. And I wish I could quantify. I can't quantify because I just don't have a sampling. But it was the majority of cases I was handling. And when I talked to the IRS investigators about how these cases came up, that's where most of their cases came from, tips. Guess what's going to happen with this Yelp system? A lot of these cases are going to come from people who are disgruntled. Why do I know this? A, common sense. B, my own experience. And C, we already see it with things like competitor click fraud in like the Google AdWords space, where it is a huge issue that competitors will hire companies to bot click competitors' ads. If you are not in the online business space or the business space at all, you can pay for Google AdWords. And depending on the word, it costs so much money to get a click through to your site from that targeted AdWord. So if you Google something, you'll see the sponsored stuff at the top. Depending on how competitive that word is, it's more or less per click, and you get charged each time somebody clicks through. It can be an expensive word. It can be dollars a click. It can be pennies a click. It just depends on the word. But people get computer bots to just go click their competitors' ads to try to click them out of business. And there are ways to avoid it, but it is a huge issue. Why? Because people are petty as fuck. People are petty. And I have felt it too. I understand that. When I see an ad, I'm like, I should just click their ad. Click, 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 motherfucker, click, click. You can see the temptation here, but people take it to an extreme with bots bot clicking their competitors to try to give them an edge. How can we be assured that this system on Yelp is not going to be used by business competitors or by straight up racists saying, oh, I'm going to target a Latino owned business. I'm going to target a Korean owned business. I'm going to target a native owned business because I don't want to see them in business in my community. And I'm going to say that they're racist against me. How can we not perceive that this is going to be a problem and that it gives people who are actually racist a tool to target businesses? The fact that Yelp can't see this coming is bananas to me. And then I believe we will also see political targeting of businesses. Why do I think that? Well, there's this really interesting new Cato Institute research survey that came out at the end of July. This poll, and the Cato Institute is a neutral think tank that studies things like politics, political science, and others. They don't take money from people on, well, not people, but they don't take government funds in any way so that they can remain neutral and just go where the research takes them, the way, you know, political science is supposed to be science, just like science, where you don't have a predetermined conclusion. You have a hypothesis, and then you go where the information leads you. And that is what we see from the studies that the Cato Institute does. It will be linked in all the things. But 62% of Americans now say, as of this July 2020 poll, that they have political views they're afraid to share. 50% of strong liberals support firing Trump donors. 36% of strong conservatives support firing Biden donors. 32% of people on all ends of the political spectrum are worried about missing out on job opportunities because of their political opinions. So now we're at a time when, and these are people self-identify to be in these polls. So these are people who self-identify as strongly liberal, self-identify as strongly conservative, saying that they support, 50% of people who identify as strongly liberal support firing people who donate to Trump's campaigns. And because political donations are public record, it would be very easy to see somebody who feels supported and righteous in saying, oh, this business owner donates to this political campaign. So instead of going on social media and saying, hey, this business donates to this person, and if you disagree, don't go there, and actually talking with their dollars or boycotting or what have you, now they can also label the business as racist on Yelp and try to cancel them in that way. I have no problem with protesting a business, boycotting a business, not spending your money with a business that doesn't support you. I understand my friends who cannot support Chick-fil-A because of Chick-fil-A's religious beliefs and stance against, or perceived stance against, people who are gay, though I know that Chick-fil-A also does have gay employees. But I understand saying I'm boycotting this business because something that I am passionate about, they're on the other side of, and I can't support them with my money because then that money's going to turn around and support things I don't support. That's how it's supposed to work. That's how this is supposed to work. It's supposed to work that if you don't agree with something, you can call it out. You can choose not to spend your money there. But then being able to weaponize words on Yelp and close a business down is hugely problematic to me because it goes beyond a boycott. And I really do believe that when businesses are shown to hold certain beliefs or to treat people a certain way, it sorts out. People boycott, people stop going, people talk with their dollars. Do we need this on Yelp? And why is this focused on race and not discrimination? Again, it would be helpful to know if a business is not wheelchair friendly or wheelchair accessible. That would be needed information before you made the effort to go there. It's needed information if a business harasses female visitors to that business or doesn't let people breastfeed or won't let people wear, you know, religious garb or hijabs in their business. That's all discriminatory practices. That would be helpful to know. I have a lot of issue with the way that Yelp is doing this. And then I see the potential backlash of businesses suing Yelp saying there was no process here for you to protect my business. So by putting this on my business, you have slandered my business by calling me racist. Cardi B just got sued for calling individuals that got into beef with her sister racist because they were wearing MAGA hats, Make America Great Again hats, if you're not like with the lingo on that. But there's clipped videos of this. The lawyers have come out for the people suing Cardi B saying that's not the whole interaction. And Cardi B went on to her Twitter and her Instagram in front of millions of people. She has 14 million followers on Instagram and like 60 some odd million on, I got that backwards, 60 million something on Instagram, 14 million something on Twitter, and called these people racist with videos of their face. And now when we combine that with this Cato Institute study showing that people are very much supportive of firing people based on things that they do outside of the workplace, that's where you're seeing this Cardi B lawsuit kind of intersect with whether businesses will start suing Yelp over slander, because Yelp is now branding them with a physical imagery on Yelp saying this business is racist. If a business is sued, for discriminatory practices, should there be a way to identify that? Maybe. If they're sued and lose, maybe. It's been adjudicated that they've been discriminatory. But again, that goes back to being discriminatory. That is different than being racist. And I know some of you might be like, Emily, but some of racism exhibits as discriminatory practices. Right. Then let's talk about discrimination. This business refused to serve me. Do you remember the business that I believe got put out of business? Their case went up to the Supreme Court because they didn't want to make a cake for a gay wedding. And that case ended up going all the way up to the Supreme Court. But do businesses still have the right to refuse service? Do businesses have the right to decide who their customer is? Does your business, if you're a business owner, decide who your ideal customer is and who you don't serve? If you have strongly held religious beliefs and you're a wedding cake maker, must you make a wedding cake for a gay couple? That's why that went to the Supreme Court. But again, discriminatory practices. There's a reason there's an Americans with Disabilities Act. It's to protect discriminatory practices. There are reasons there are laws in place to protect discrimination in the workplace. But also, you cannot always force businesses to work with people they don't want to work with. Just like, you know, you might be like, yeah, but that bakery's bullshit and they should just make the cake. Right, but what if they were making a cake for a white supremacist party and they wanted swastikas all over it and they went to a Jewish bakery? Does that bakery have to make the cake? Because it's a different circumstance, but it's the same circumstance where the beliefs of the bakery do not match the beliefs of the person seeking the thing. Should they be made to do that? That's against their core belief and damaging to them. Now, I know you're going to be like, Emily, white supremacists would never go to a Jewish bakery. Look, it's a hypothetical. I understand that. But Jewish bakeries are delicious. Just saying. So this can go a lot of different ways, and none of them good is really my point. I believe Yelp will get sued for slander quickly. But then the business is in an impossible position, because if they're suing Yelp for slander over being called racist, on Twitter, they're just going to be called racist. But if they're like, no, we're not racist. That's not what happened here. This situation, whatever the complained situation is more complex than that. But we know there's not always a complained situation, because you have Armenian businesses on Twitter saying that they are being targeted from people who have never set foot in their business. What? So that is already happening. Businesses are already being targeted on Yelp. And I know Yelp didn't intend for this to happen, but it's not hard to foresee. I mean, I'm just one person sitting in my house going, oh, this is how this is going to go. This can be weaponized against businesses in ways that it's not intended to operate. And yes, Yelp is like, well, we'll have a review board and we'll do this and that. But like you see on YouTube, when videos get demonetized, when they are rising, the damage is already done. My husband, this is a phrase I stole from one of my husband's professors in dental school and in his postgraduate work. And it really illustrates the point here. And that professor would always say to them, look, with regard to the dental thing that they were building, if it's terrible, it's terrible and you can't fix it. Like, if your denture is awful, you just have to start over. And he's like, you cannot put the shit back in the horse. Once it's out, it's out. And that is exactly this situation with Yelp. They are putting up the block first and then investigating it. You can't put the shit back in the horse. Once you've labeled a business on Yelp this way, it is going to substantially impact their business. And I will be shocked if a business survives this in the long term, especially in the middle of a pandemic, when businesses who rely on foot traffic are already struggling. Again, it seems like they are trying to do something to help. But also, Yelp is now, with their initiative, starting to highlight Black-owned businesses. But again, I will ask, and what about other minority groups? What about businesses owned by people with disabilities? What about gay-owned businesses? What about Korean-owned businesses? What about Native-owned businesses? when we start picking and choosing who we're highlighting, it becomes problematic. I understand if the algorithm highlights businesses because they're being more searched. I think that's awesome. But I also see where the problem is deciding to lift up something or some type of business over other types of businesses can become problematic for Yelp. And I can see the situation where businesses will sue Yelp for saying, you are now highlighting this business because they're owned by someone that fits in this category over my business, but I'm someone who fits in this other category. I can see Yelp being sued over discriminatory practices for that. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this shakes out. I worry for the businesses that really rely on Yelp, and businesses that rely on Yelp are often brick and mortar local businesses. It's how you find things when you travel. It's how I find things when I travel. It's how I find where I'm going to eat or get my nails done. I really like Yelp. But with Yelp like shaking down businesses for essentially protection money, I'm just not here for it. I'm here for a way to discuss if a business is discriminatory. Absolutely here for it. I am not here for weaponizing cancel culture against small businesses in the middle of a pandemic. It feels to me a lot like communist blacklisting in Hollywood when they were saying, I think these people, like the McCarthy era congressional hearings, these people support the Communist Party. And we're now labeling people with something that can be hugely damaging. And I thought we had learned, but here we are. Here we are. In 2020, people are afraid to share their political views at 62% because of the fear of some sort of retribution, whether financial or otherwise. California was actually just taking down Trump signs off of private properties because they were saying it was a public safety issue. And I actually dealt with a case when I was working in Long Beach with guys who were wearing Make America Great Again hats at a bar and got jumped and very substantially beaten at the bar because of the hats that they were wearing. So now we are at a place where this like cancel culture is spilling over into violence of you support this and I can't support that. And therefore, instead of just agreeing to disagree, it feels like I'm under attack, so I'm going to attack. And that is where I worry that this Yelp branding of businesses as racist will play out. It's not saying this business is under review. It's not saying this business has had substantial complaints. It says business accused of racist behavior. That is what the alert says. And I will link the Yelp press release discussing this. I will link the other articles if you want to see what this will look like on a business. If you are a business owner, you need to know what your employees are up to, and you need to have a conversation with them about this, because the things that your employees do in the off time now more than ever can impact your business in a very substantial way. You are going to need to have a social media policy in your employee handbook. Yes, that is something I consult on. Yes, that is something you can find in the Get Legit Law and Shit shop, getlegitshop.com. You know, plug to my shop. If you've lasted this long, if you need help, you can always book consultations with me at emilydbaker.com. All my links are always down below. But this is a conversation you're going to need to have with your employees to make sure that they understand how perception can very quickly turn into canceling. Obviously, your business should have non-discriminatory practices. That should just be a given. That shouldn't even be a conversation. Discrimination is not something that we do. But your business can be targeted for other things, and those other things include what your employees do outside of work. So it's going to be used based on political donations too. I see it coming. I've seen it coming. I've seen the tweets when people go and dig through the donor rolls for different political parties. You already see this happening. So that Cato Institute survey just highlights what we know. It just puts figures and numbers around what we've already known, is that there is a large portion of this country that just holds their beliefs to themselves because the social retribution has gotten to a fever pitch right now in 2020. So, though I think the intentions are good, I think this will be weaponized in a way that Yelp is not ready for. I think that larger businesses will sue. I worry about small businesses and how small businesses will be protected. And if Yelp is just going to shake them down and be like, oh, we can help you, just pay us. Oh man, guys, this one really bugs me. It really does. So yeah, soon I'm sure I'll have an episode on Yelp getting sued for slander because they've labeled a business as racist. That I didn't think that that was a sentence I'd be saying in 2020, but here we are. I want to know what you thought of this. I want to have this conversation. So text me, Facebook group. There's lots of ways to get in touch and to continue the conversation here. And I very much want to continue the conversation with you. So please reach out. I want to know what you think about this. And if you need help with your business, I do still offer just consultations. You know, no further commitment to the lawyer needed. We can just have a chat. I will talk to you next week. Thank you for hanging with me, and thank you for always supporting the show. Have a good one. Thanks for sticking around for today's episode. For episodes like this and conversations like this, come join us in the Facebook community. The Get Legit community is where we discuss the episodes, where I answer your questions, and we have an opportunity to take a deeper dive in a respectful, conversational environment. The Get Legit community is on Facebook. There's a link down below, or you can go to getlegitlive.com. I'll see you on the inside.